Okay, I'm Angela, and I am number 9 of Bob and Mildred's. And there's a million stories going in my head. But I think the one I want to tell is when we lived in Oklahoma City, I was a city girl. I hate to admit it. I loved going to the farm, but I wasn't always crazy about the things we had to do there. And Grandma Iva always tried to get me to do things, you know, be part of it. And one time, my friend Stacy and I, Stacy Piccioni, we went to the farm to spend a week with Grandma Iva. And Grandma Iva was so impressed with Stacy's last name that she put it in the Calumet paper. And Stacy got the biggest kick out of that. And one day we were on Sunday, we were going to go to church, and Stacy wasn't Catholic. But Grandma told her she could take communion anyway. So we get to church in that cute little church in Calumet that they had such a big part in building. And we're sitting there, and Stacy's kicking her feet. She kicks her shoe way off up ahead of her. And Grandma's just kind of giving her the look, you know. I got time to go to communion, and Stacy had to go with one shoe on to communion. And Grandma really gave her a hard time about that. But she accepted our friends as much as she accepted us. She loved us all, even though we were city kids and weren't so crazy about the bugs and the dirt and the heat. And we were sleeping in the attic, and I was having a fit because there was a red wasp in the window. And I was screaming, and she comes up there. I guess she thought something was really horrible. She comes up there, and when she saw what I was screaming about, she said, "Oh, child," smashed it with her thumb on the window, and turned around and walked away. I'll never forget that. I'm still not going to smash red wasps with my finger, but it was pretty impressive. And another time, while we were staying there one time, and I don't know, I think it was Jane that was with me. We were asleep early in the morning, and Grandma came in there and woke us up and said, "Come get in the car, the horses are loose." So we had to go chase the horses. And she had us hollering out the windows, hooping and hollering out the windows, trying to get those horses back towards the house. And that was the first time I was ever allowed to hang out a car window and hoop and holler. And that was a lot of fun. And just, it left a big impression in my mind. And one thing that really left an impression in my mind as well was one time Jane and I and Mom and Grandma were coming home from Calumet. And Jane and I were doing the sister thing that we always used to do. Bicker, bicker. "She looked at me stupid. She's touching me." That kind of thing. And Grandma says, "If you girls don't stop, I'm going to let you out on Grumpy Growler Road." And we all, any of us that were there, know where Grumpy Growler Road was. Well, we didn't believe her. And even if we did, we were too stupid to stop. So we kept it up. And sure enough, she stopped the car and she put us out on that road. Well, I was a little chicken, and I was like, "Oh no, I'm repenting." But not Jane. She's all, "Oh, she's mad." So she says, "We can go down the road, right?" So I was skeptical, but she had a hold of me. And I think she was thinking that they weren't going to leave us, but they left us. And they drove off, and there Jane and I are standing on that road, and Jane drags me down the dirt road towards Grumpy Growler's house. I don't know whose house it really was, but I was praying and praying and praying my mom would get her to turn that car around and come back and get us. And sure enough, they did. And I think my mom was a little stressed out. She told me later in life that she was kind of upset that Iva had done that, but I think it taught us a lesson. I don't think we ever did that in front of Grandma Iva again. I could tell stories like that all day about Grandma Iva. Unfortunately, I don't remember enough about Grandpa Barney. But I do remember, I think my earliest memories was getting to the farm one time and racing past everybody to get in there to sit right next to him while he told us stories. So, and I had to have been, gosh, 3-4 years old, and I remember that. So, and Mom and Dad, well, I could talk about them a long time too, but we don't have that much time, and I'm sure we're going to do this again at another date, right?
Sure.
Okay. And this is Lucy, and she's going to be coming to lots of reunions. She's going to benefit from this big clan, aren't you, Lucy? Can you say yes? No? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.